Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Obviously, the Melbourne Storm playing in their fourth grand final in 5 years this weekend, and it's an incredible record by the Melbourne Storm. I said during the season that the Sydney Roosters right now, they're the best system in rugby league, and even though they bowed out early, I still back that in right now. But if you were to look over the last, 10 years, I think it's hard to go past Melbourne. If you were to go over the last 5 years, the Roosters have been really dominant the last 2 or 3 years, but Melbourne, they haven't missed a top four. They're in another grand final. They've just been simply amazing. And the thing that's really shocked me about the Melbourne Storm, you compare them to the Roosters, yeah? And they're absolute geniuses with their salary cap. Sombrero, call them cheats, whatever you want. They have mastered their salary cap. They're able to buy high-profile stars after high-profile stars. The Melbourne Storm, they do it the other way. Yeah, they let high-profile stars go, and they sign almost no names and turn them into stars. Now, I want to take you back to 2016. They played the Cronulla Sharks in the grand final that year. Unfortunately, they lost to the Sharkies that season. Sharks ended their drought. An unbelievable grand final, Melbourne, they came within a whisper of winning that grand final in the last play regardless. But a cracking grand final, Cronulla Sharks, thoroughly deserved. Now, that Melbourne Storm squad coming into the 2016 season, I'm just going to read some names that left their squad that year. Kurt Mann departed. Yeah, Kurt Mann, arguably the best player for the Newcastle Knights this year, one of the most improved players in the comp this year, has had a sensational career, is only on the way up. So Kurt Mann departs. Ryan Hinchcliffe, 200-odd first-grade games, a real stalwart of the club. A lot of experience there, yeah? Just one of those hard-nosed guys that you need around the place. He departs. So that's for most clubs, that'd be a big loss. Hymel Hunt, another guy that leaves at the start of that season. Now, Hymel Hunt, he's taken a while to find his way. He's probably going to play Origin in a few weeks, I think he's definitely in that squad. I wouldn't be shocked to see him play. A really handy winger. You could do much worse than have Hymel Hunt. He's really found a home up in Newcastle. He was another guy that left the Melbourne Storm. And this is one that's sort of flown under the radar that left at the start of 2016, Chance Nicol-Klokstad. So you have a look at all the fullbacks they've had, and they still let Chance go at the start of that season. Now, they went on that season to make the grand final. These are the guys that were in the squad in 2016 that have since left. And if you're not sitting down at the moment, I highly advise you do. I'm going to run you through some names. Billy Slater, greatest fullback we've ever seen play rugby league. Probably an immortal eventually. Imagine losing Slater. Yeah, massive loss. They ended up with Jerome Hughes, Cameron Munster, Ryan Pappenhausen, Scott Drinkwater. Incredible. The next man on my list is Cooper Cronk. Yeah, in my opinion, the greatest halfback ever. Definitely one of the top three. As soon as he left, he won another two grand finals. He ran three in a row to finish his career. An incredible halfback. You all know how highly I rate Cooper Cronk. Any side that can lose Cooper Cronk and still handle themselves, unbelievable. We saw when Joey left, it took Newcastle 8 years to sort themselves out. We saw when Freddie left, Roosters went to complete shit. We've seen what happened to the Cowboys since JT left. Parramatta still recovering from Sturlow. If you lose a top shelf seven, your franchise and your club should be in serious trouble. Melbourne, they've dealt with it. The next man on my list, Will Chambers. He's left since then. Will Chambers, 20-odd Queensland games, a heap of Kangaroo games, one of the best centres, one of the toughest centres we've seen in the modern game, yeah? One of the best sledgers, a top-quality centre. At his peak, there is no NRL club that would have turned down Will Chambers in their side. He's left. Kevin Proctor, New Zealand captain, Titans captain, sensational back rower. Probably hasn't hit the same highs that he did when he was at Melbourne, but as per the Melbourne Storm system, they play their best footy when they're there. Kevin Proctor's left. Slade Griffin, another New Zealand international, went up to the Newcastle Knights. I think he was their player of the year. He was sensational. Sort of underrated, the Melbourne Storm, just like a sort of a middle forward, went up to Newcastle, played hooker, was the best hooker at their club. Slade Griffin left the building. Tohu Harris, the heart and soul of the New Zealand Warriors now, another back rower that left the Melbourne Storm at the end of 2016, yeah? Where's he now? Yeah, one of the best forwards in our game, one of the hardest working guys. There's not a single club in the NRL that would turn down Tohu Harris, another guy the Melbourne Storm have lost. Jordan McLean is the next man on my list. Another Kangaroos representative there in Jordan McLean, one of the best front rowers in the game, now up at the Cowboys. Also, not many clubs would turn down having Jordan McLean, yeah? One of the proper front rowers of our game. The next man's Benny Hampton. Hasn't reached huge heights, but he's gone up to the Cowboys. He's plugged a heap of positions. Pretty handy to have a guy like Benny Hampton in your side, yeah? Can play wing, fullback, 5'8", centre. He can just plug in anywhere in the back line, essentially. Ben Hampton's one they've lost. Tim Glasby, Queensland Maroons representative, went up to the Newcastle Knights, did fantastic things up there. Not a superstar, but a really solid footballer, yeah? And you need these in your club. Another guy they had to replace there, Tim Glasby. The next one on my list, Marika Korobiti, went over to the Wallabies, won the John Eales medal, has been absolutely sensational. One of the most damaging outside backs in rugby league we've seen in the modern era. A sensational footballer. Look who they've replaced him with. Josh Adokar, Vunivalu. They just haven't missed a beat. Marika Korobiti, what a guy to lose. And they just handle it perfectly. Funnily enough, Marika Korobiti, the West Tigers didn't want him. Melbourne Storm grab him. He leaves, essentially, and they look up the West Tigers again. Oh, Josh Adokar, you don't want him. We'll take him. We'll turn him into the best winger in the game. Thanks. After Marika Korobiti, I've got a 5'8 that we've seen over the last few years. Every NRL club wants a slice of Blake Green. Another guy the Melbourne Storm let go. Yeah? Another guy that's walked into a heap of clubs and done sensationally. Never reached those giant rep levels. But, I mean, the guy's 32 coming off an ACL. Clubs are still chasing him. Blake Green walked out of the building. Curtis Scott. Another guy's been talked up to play for the New South Wales Blues. Canberra signed him this year. Got in a bit of Barney trouble, but in a bit of trouble at the start of the year. One hell of a footballer, though, yeah? Another centre that I think a lot of teams would like to have on their roster. Curtis Scott, another one that's left. Chase Blair, another one. Didn't reach huge heights. Still another guy that had to fill. Still a solid first grader, yeah? And I'll tell you right now, Chase Blair, when he was a young bloke, he was going to be the next big thing. Yeah, the Melbourne Storm was stoked when they got a hold of Chase Blair. Didn't quite reach those heights. Next man's Brodie Croft, the man that last year the Brisbane Broncos were trying to tell you was the man that they were going to build their franchise around. Hasn't worked out. And of course, when he was at the Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy said, nah, I'm good. I'll make Jerome Hughes work at seven. He knew what Brodie Croft was about, and he knew he wasn't the future of the Melbourne Storm. So they had to replace him. They lost the only genuine seven in the club, so they had to manufacture one. Another example of this fantastic system. The next man, Dean Britt. He's bounced around the NRL, been a really solid forward. Once again, not a superstar, but another back rower that they've got to replace. And the last man on my list that departed in the end of 2016, Scott Drinkwater, who's gone up to the Cowboys. He's played 5'8". He has been sensational. Rep honours are not far away from Scotty Drinkwater. Now, that's just from 2016 over the last 4 years or so. Incredibly impressive the amount of guys they've lost and how they have simply made it work. And when you look at the guys they've signed to fill those spots, I mean, if we have a look at their team that's going to play in the grand final this weekend, I mean, at fullback, you have Ryan Pappenhausen. Now, Pappy, he was at the West Tigers. Another one, they didn't want anything to do with him. Yeah, they let him go. Gets down to Melbourne, plays his absolute best footy. Ryan Pappenhausen, another guy. Team didn't want, we'll take him, we'll make it work. Vunivalu, another guy they've brought up. Branko Lee. Clubs as he bounced around to that didn't want him. Melbourne Storm take him, we'll make him work. Justin Olam, guy from PNG, hasn't played for any other clubs, turns into a superstar down there. Josh Adokar was at the Cronulla, was originally in the South Sydney system, ended up at the Sharks, ended up at the Tigers, goes down to Melbourne, all of a sudden he's playing for Australia. Cam Munster floated around the Brisbane system, the Broncos didn't want him, as per a lot of champions, ends up down in Melbourne, best 5'8 in the game. Jerome Hughes, I believe up at the Titans. I think he was in the Cowboys system for a little while. He's bounced around as well. No one wanted him. Come down here, mate. We'll turn you into a premier halfback, a grand final halfback. Incredible stuff. The Bromwich brothers, Jesse Bromwich and Kenny, I'm not sure which way it went, but I'm pretty sure Kenny went down there, and he essentially just brought his brother to keep him company. He's turned into one of the best front rowers in the game. If it wasn't for his trouble off the field a few years ago, he would have been the captain of New Zealand. Kenny Bromwich, one of the form back rowers in rugby league right now, and him and his brother just came down as a partnership. Unbelievable what they're doing. Cameron Smith, you all know that story. Brisbane Broncos didn't want anything to do, and he was really butthurt about that. Gets talked into going down to Melbourne, almost went to Canberra, ended up down at the Melbourne Storm. The rest is history. Fucking 35 years of rugby league, 1,000 grand finals, 10,000 games, 1,000,000 points. I'll talk about Cam Smith more this week, but he's another one. Christian Welsh, another guy, not a big star in rugby league, bit iffy about him. He's gone down there. He calls himself the White Rhino. He's sort of the last of the traditional front rowers. He's been fantastic for them. Felice Kaufusi, another guy down in Melbourne, burst onto the scene in 2017 or 2018, made the Kangaroos, playing Origin. Another guy that just flew under the radar and they've turned him into gold. Their lock forward, Nelson Asafa Solomon, a big boy. How did all these other teams miss him? Yeah, giant, giant fella. Storm, they use him so effectively. He's one of those red zone absolute champions, and Cameron Smith uses him perfectly. Let's have a look at their bench. Brandon Smith, up in the North Queensland system, not being used up there, playing 20s, not really getting a shot. All of a sudden, the Melbourne Storm have him. He could be the best hooker or the best lock in the game next year, depending on what jersey you give him. Or he could be the best utility in rugby league like he is right now. No one turns momentum in rugby league like Brandon Smith. Big Tino, he signed with the Titans for next year. Once again, one of the biggest humans in Australia. Why on earth wasn't every other club lining up for him? Why has he been playing up at the Falcons the last few years? Melbourne, they identify talent better than anyone. Nicho Hynes, he's 24 years old. Where's he been? He's an absolute superstar. He's another fullback in line there. Where has he been? Melbourne Storm, they make it work. Dale Finucane, playing up at the Bulldogs a few years ago, extremely underrated, played in a couple of grand finals there. He's probably the one guy that they've signed, that they've looked at and said, hey, you've had a bit of big game experience here. We could do with a guy like you. What Craig Bellamy's done with this side is simply incredible. The amount of guys they've lost compared to the amount of guys they've signed and how experienced they are when they've signed them, they are simply unbelievable. They let superstars go and they sign kids and they turn them into superstars. They are the envy of every single coach and every single franchise in rugby league.